You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And next up today, I'm speaking with the folks from Perseverance Theater. Hello, Vera Starbird, playwright in residence, and Leslie Ishii, artistic director, and Lily Odenkirk, development and marketing associate. Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Well, I would like each of you to just please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell me where you're calling from today. Let's start with you, Vera.
Yes, my name is Vera Starbird. That play you hot through a sock. I am in Anchorage right now. I was just in Juneau last week, and I'm the playwright in residence at the theater right now.
Great. And how about you, Leslie?
Yes. Hi. It's great to be here. Thanks. It's wonderful to be in contact with folks.
Uh-huh.
Again, Leslie Ishii, artistic director. And I am in Juneau.
All right.
I live right on Douglas Highway, so I'm looking out at the channel.
So you're in your home office.
Yes, thank you, yes.
And Lily, how about yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Lily Odenkirk. I'm the Development, Marketing, and Education Associate at Perseverance right now, and I am also at home in Juneau right now.
Well, I hope, at least those of you in Juneau, I don't know what the weather's like in Anchorage, are enjoying a little bit of sunshine on your face today. You're here today to, all three of you are here today to kind of talk to us about Perseverance Theater, give us some updates, talk about maybe shifting some stuff online, but let's just begin with general operations. What's the current situation?
Yes, hi, this is Leslie again. Well, I can share with you that, of course, out of our deepest concern for our Alaska community, it was a difficult decision, but we decided to postpone all of our live performances for Fun Home. And naturally, we wanted to be compliant with recommendations and what are now becoming mandates with the CDC and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, given this COVID pandemic. So, we just felt it was prudent, it was responsible, and it was the most caring thing we could do for our communities, not to have all folks gather at the theater, even though we know we love theater. We just thought it was the most responsible thing to do. And then, as Lily and I mentioned, and Vera, we're working remotely right now primarily. So we're not going into the theater. We're working remotely. And believe me, there's a lot of Zoom calls going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, seems to be the case all over the place. And I presume that the theater and the offices are closed.
Yes, they are at this time. We made sure that we cleaned. And actually, Vera, she has some background in emergency communications. And our board president, Joe Bedard, around these kinds of situations and how to prepare for them. So we had staff meetings, prepared our staff. We were able to get Fun Home up to right up to tech. We were almost there. And we were able to capture some things. So you'll get to see some teasers online that we will release soon. You'll get a feel for the beautiful work that was going on. And again, that we hope to put the show up in the fall. But yes, the theater was able to be cleaned and compliant with all those recommendations around sanitizing so that when we do come back, we're ready to start again.
Vera, do you have anything to add to that? What was it like to prepare for this and the decision-making process?
Well, it was pretty, I think everyone's finding it's pretty stressful to do it when it's time to do it. And obviously, like, it was and still is sort of an hour-by-hour situation, not even a day-by-day situation. But at the same time, like Leslie was saying, my husband and I actually, some of how we got to know each other is we were both on the emergency management team for a medical institution, and he still is. But we kind of got to know each other around planning a lot of emergencies for Alaska. And so it just happened to be a great timing that we were both in Juneau with the theater when this was kind of going on and just doing the best practices of safety of planning, the most important thing is making sure the staff is ready to handle it at home, even before the organization, because if the staff isn't ready, then the organization isn't ready. So we focused a lot on that. And then Frank and Leslie with the leadership, just it was a pretty impressive thing to watch the leadership and all the staff come together and figure out a really pretty intense situation really quickly. So.
Yeah. And I read that the theater is exploring options to bring Fun Home to us remotely and are hoping to have it on stage this fall. How is this closure affecting your staff, the artists, the performers? What are some of the things you've had to do? Maybe I'll let Lily.
Speak about Lily?
Yeah, let Lily
yeah.
respond.
Sure. Yeah. You know, so I'm both on staff of Perseverance and also have the privilege of being part of the Fun Home team. I'm one of the assistant directors for the show. So, you know, it's been, I think, as much as the community is processing and dealing with as well, it's been a scary and a stressful time. But I think, you know, we're all doing our best to come together and support one another and prioritize the health and safety of our staff, our community, our creative community, and also the community at large.
Leslie, would you like to add anything to that?
Sure. You know, I want to lift up Vera and Lily's leadership. We have been able to pivot pretty hard. It did a real kind of right turn. And just this week, we were able to shift our spring break camp online. In
wow.
fact, we were all just online on a Zoom call mm-hmm. with our young artists, where Vera is teaching them playwriting, and then they will have movement class with Haley Duran and Shakespeare with Frank Delaney and Lily, and then I'll do audition and wrap up the week with them. And then actually before that, earlier in the day, each day this week, Lily and Ty Yamaoka have been working with the youngest one. And so we quickly shifted to an online process, and so far so good. It's been great to see the young people respond well. In fact, they're so great and facile with computers. This is probably like another bonus for them. It's been really awesome. But I can share too that our offerings for a Fun Home, you know, it's been a national conversation and a real process to work with the Actors Equity Union, Stage Directors Union, of course, with making sure we have the rights from the authors of Fun Home to take some of our work more online. So that's still a process. We're still very much in process. We have been able to capture some of the work, as I mentioned, so that we can share at least some teasers with you and give you a little bit of a picture behind the scenes so that you can look forward to that on our website soon. Lily, you may want to chat, too, about some of our online work. And Vera.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's as Leslie mentioned, our spring break classes have transferred online, and it's been a great joy and challenge for me to teach online classes and see, you know, there are maybe some limitations, but also there are some things you can do online that you wouldn't be able to do in person, or new ways to approach the material. So it's been it's been a joy to get to know all of the students who are participating, and I'm grateful that we've been able to continue the program. And I think it opens the door for us to think about some other educational opportunities in the future. You know, through teaching these classes online, we're able to have Vera teach class, which is incredible and wonderful, and teach class from Anchorage. So,
oh, Vera, what would you add to that?
It's really fun, and like you said, it's an opportunity I wouldn't have otherwise had, because the spring break camp is usually in person, and because we're doing it remotely, all of a sudden I was able to teach a class, and it's been hilarious, like teaching these kids through Zoom, and they're coming up with plays, actually, that we're hopefully be able to share with the public maybe, and just what they're coming up with and working on plays that actually deal with being stuck at home and what's kind of happening. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a huge adjustment, I know, for everybody to kind of move everyone's world online and over the phone like we're doing right now. But it's also been pretty impressive that these kids who are 12 years old and they're like teaching us technology.
Yes. There's been some, you know, some unexpected side effects to all this, both good and bad. Now, even though Perseverance Theater is closed, there are actually a lot of ways that people can still support you. Would you like to share some of those ideas with us? Maybe Leslie, start with you.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. I absolutely want to just add one thing, too, to what Vera and Lily were sharing. You know, there is a silver lining. Our heart goes out to those who are struggling with this virus. And as we've needed to all make major adjustments in our lives, whether it was through the businesses or in our communities helping each other to stay well, I think the silver lining in going online is we're actually learning how we can serve our Alaska communities more widely. And that's part of our mission, is professional theater by and for Alaskans. So we're looking at how we could actually reach more Alaskans. Yeah. So that's been a real silver lining. And we also know that the creativity and the guidance in some of these workshops and courses online, we know that our art, our creativity helps us to be resilient. So we're really excited to bring this programming online at a time right now when we can all utilize stress relief, healing, even ways to find connection and not be so isolated. So that's been a real gift for us to put our creativity to work. I can say, though, that we are still selling raffle tickets, and they are available. And if you call this number, you will get the wonderful Ben Brown. And the number is 907-364-2421. That's our number.
Rory Watt
has joined the conference.
And extension 241. So if you call 907-364-2421, extension 241, you'll be referred to Ben Brown. And you still can get raffle tickets.
Sure. Hey, Rory, we heard you come on. Sorry to interrupt you, Leslie. Rory, we heard you come on the line. Please just mute your phone while we're waiting. Thanks. You'll be up next. Okay, sorry, Leslie, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. So, yes, raffle tickets are still being sold over the phone, and we will still have our drawing on April 26th. We'll do a live stream of that. And there's incredible prizes. We were making jokes that the grand prize was going to be a big load of toilet paper, but we couldn't find any. So it's still the Alaska Airlines flights and many, many other wonderful items that the community has donated. And you can see those prizes online. So we hope you continue to buy raffle tickets.
Excellent. Lily, I'll go to you next. Do you have anything to add about that we can still support
The conference.
That we can still support Perseverance Theater right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you visit our website and feel so inclined and are able, we are accepting donations of any kind. I believe it's ptalaska.org/donate now. And really, really any amount helps us stay on our feet through this time. So that's a huge way you can support us.
And I know there's a lot of options for people who have already purchased their ticket for Fun Home. They can donate the cost, they can defer it, or they can ask for a refund. So it looks like there's a ton of great information at your website. We're just about out of time. I'm going to get to the mayor and the city manager after this, but I'm going to let Vera answer the last question. What are you doing to keep busy through all this, Vera?
Well, the funny part is I work from home. This
all right.
is kind of my life. So what's interesting is I'm not writing a lot because I am trying to support artists right now and figure that part out. There's a lot of artists who are struggling. It's a pretty grim time. So honestly, a lot of my time right now is not writing. It's shifting to supporting the artist community and those out of work right now. So kind of ironic that now that I'm finally joined the rest of the world and working from home, I'm actually doing my normal job.
Well, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of people out there who didn't have to adjust too much. And then, Vera, do you have any last thoughts about or anything that you wanted to add to any of the other responses about operations or supporting Perseverance Theater or what's going to go on in the future?
Yeah, in general, I've been so impressed by how Perseverance has been shifting. But honestly, like, coming as an artist, I am very nervous about the long term. It's just, it's pretty rough when you can't do your main thing that brings in funds. So any way you can support, whether it's, you know, donating the tickets that you bought for Fun Home, whether it's donating some more, I mean, literally even $5, it's definitely something that both the staff and the artists who are supported by the theater that is now closed could use right now.
All right. Well, that's a great sentiment to go out on. Vera Starbird, Leslie Ishii, and Lily Odenkirk, all from Perseverance Theater, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And hopefully we will talk to each other and see each other again soon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Thanks for your support.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Gonna see. Bye.